This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. Filmmaker Herbert Ross died yesterday. He was 76. He directed a variety of movies, many Neil Simon screenplays, Woody Allen's Play It Again, Sam, the Sherlock Holmes-based 7% Solution.
But it was dance, and the subject of dance, that shaped all his work. And not only in obvious titles such as The Turning Point and Footloose. That was because Herbert Ross was a dancer and then a choreographer before he started directing.
Having a dance background does is it gives you two things which are vital for film. One is endurance, and the other is a sense of motion and discipline, because I think those three things are terribly important.
Ross had choreographed for the New York stage before he directed his first film at age 40. He got his motion picture start with the 1969 musical version of Goodbye, Mr. Chips, starring Peter O'Toole. In 1985, Ross told NPR that he used dance to define the role an actor was playing. He said this was a technique markedly different from the work of his contemporary, Bob Fosse.
Even in my work in the musical theater, the most successful things I did were related to characters extended by dance. An example of that would be the sequence between Chris Penn and Kevin Bacon in Footloose, and the teaching to dance, as opposed to just numbers, you know, sort of the sort of thing that Fosse does brilliantly. I was not as good at.
But what Ross was good at was directing female actors. He earned a reputation as a women's director, borne out by the film Steel Magnolias.
Herbert Ross was born in Brooklyn, grew up in Miami. He spent the summer when he was 15 performing with a touring company of Macbeth. The whole time his father thought he was staying at the home of a relative. Later, Ross dropped out of high school to try the New York stage.
Once in New York, Ross struggled to find work in the theater, but after attending a ballet one evening, he made the decision to become a dancer. His dancing career shattered when he broke his ankle, so Ross took up choreography, and soon he was doing that for movies as well as Broadway.
Director and choreographer Herbert Ross, the man responsible for dozens of hit films, died yesterday at age 76 at a New York hospital.